Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Jared Sandler coming up here in about 10 minutes. Preview Rangers Diamondbacks for you. We had Chris Young back on there in the 420 segment. Here's the Chief with an edition of the finest.
We have the annual athletic quarterback tiers list that has dropped. We will actually get the author of the list, Mike Sando, later on in the week. Looking forward to that conversation. But
love a good Sando.
Talked to him here a long time at Jerry's party.
Oh, was he there?
Yeah.
He was there?
He's a real guy that had the real tall, thin guy with the, he had the Ray-Bans on.
Yeah.
He and I were talking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Ray-Bans.
And then,
yeah.
And then for a little bit.
And then he and I went into like dessert mode. We were trying to figure out what the desserts were and stuff like that. We went into that.
What did you like the best? Was it the little ice cream deal? Or
I love the green tea ice cream.
Oh, the green tea ice cream.
I took it in two bites and I got brain freeze instantly off that.
It'll get you.
I didn't know that it was,
you didn't realize it was going to be that cold?
I didn't realize it was going to be that cold, yeah.
I'm still full from that night.
And it's ice cream, so I should
have. That's not true.
What an extravaganza that was,
nothing's
dude.
Nothing's keeping you full for that
long. Could you eat like that every day?
I couldn't, well, I mean, that type of food, I could, like the best steak and sushi ever.
I think
sure.
I could eat sushi every
but
day,
that,
sure.
But the quantity, no, because I really was like.
You weren't miserable, man. You were complaining in the back.
Was it the steak that put you over?
I think the steak probably sat a little heavy. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely like as full as you'd ever want to be. I would say, you know, uncomfortably full. Not like,
amazed.
Oh my gosh, I need a breather and let me sit down and I can't even ride in the car right now.
Yeah.
Like I can't buckle my seatbelt. But I was like a plate away from that.
How about we go to Nobu and then we pull over at that Malibu like 76 station to fill up? And Bobby's over there standing by the ice machines eating like a gas station sandwich.
That was the most heartbreaking thing of the night, dude. Bobby's at Nobu for the first time in his life. He's surrounded by sushi and steak, and he's not a sushi guy, so I guess you just have to understand that. But I'm like, bro, there is steak over there.
Yeah.
There is steak over there. And as soon as the plate clears out, guess what? They're bringing a full new plate out there.
Yeah.
You can enjoy some steak tonight. He eats nothing, and then he has a gas station sub sandwich.
Yeah, he was standing
that
over there.
That was expired weeks prior.
Well, I was filling up the car. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm eating dinner. I'm like, man, we were just.
He was like five vodkas really? Deep.
Oh, he was. But the thing that was, like, say, Eric had figured out, and if anybody was there, you know, if you're in the media listening today, Eric was, like, taking the filling out of the lettuce wraps.
I did.
You didn't want it, nothing to do with the lettuce wraps.
I thought the lettuce was just for presentation. No. I didn't know we were supposed to actually eat that.
It was.
You eat it. It's like a lettuce. It's a lettuce wrap.
I wasn't making room for lettuce. Okay?
Eric was like asking people for like a putty knife to like dig up all the stuff out of the center of
like how you eat your deviled eggs.
Yeah. I've actually come around on the deviled eggs.
Have you?
I don't scoop the stuff out anymore and just eat the egg white.
Sometimes
piss off my Aunt Sherry.
Yeah, they
sick.
Can.
That's sick. Mm.
Okay, we got the tiers list. Where's Dak? What tier? I say QB tiers. You say 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can
five,
Dawson give me the
six,
tiers again,
7, 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How is he defining the tiers?
Yeah, please.
I don't think he has a he's tier one is a quarterback that can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him.
Okay.
Tier two is a quarterback that can carry his team sometimes, but not consistently.
Oh, wow.
He can handle pure passing situations in doses, but he's not one of those thoroughbred, put the team on your back, consistently go win football games.
Can I give me tier two?
And then you get tier three, legitimate starter, but needs a heavier run game and or defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best.
Now this is so
ooh,
I've okay.
Did that change your mind there?
No, because he's had success with a subpar running game, and at least a regular season. I'm stressing regular season success.
Regular
if we get into
season.
The playoffs, we're tier five.
But
here,
we're
okay?
now run game in it, and now we're not
but
throwing the ball.
He's
as
had
much.
Pretty bad defense in subpar running game, and they still went 12-5. I mean, the year that he was runner up for MVP, Tony Pollard barely had 1,000 yards, and the defense was okay.
I mean, I think you can make an argument that he's in tier two if you really wanted to.
I will say there's quite a few tier two quarterbacks. I mean, from 6 to 14, they're calling tier two quarterbacks.
You know, I think anything 5 to 15 or 18 is interchangeable depending on how good a supporting cast is and how many wins they had.
Yeah.
So you said 6-14 is the number?
6-14 is the quarterbacks in tier two.
Can you give me number six?
Number six, they have Jaden Daniels. And I guess that's just because of the one-year factor. Because if you just looked at last year, he was a tier one quarterback. Yeah.
He's trending in that direction.
No question. And so he's the first tier two quarterback.
You would take Daniels right there, right? You would take Daniels over Dak?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
No question.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
It's actually crazy because they had, we think of like four quarterbacks as the no-brainers, right? In the top, the elites, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, and then some would say, you know, Jaden Daniels is right there. They actually had Matthew Stafford as the fifth quarterback in tier one.
Sando knows ball.
Sando
knows ball.
Well, and to be fair, this isn't Sando. This is like evaluators and stuff around the league that are putting this all together.
Wow.
Sando, even so it's even better for you. Yeah, as a guy who's a big Stafford guy. So you have Daniels, Herbert.
They can see a guy play in the NFL and be like, that guy's pretty freaking good.
They do have Daniels and Herbert there in tier two, along with Jared Goff.
Oh, the Herbert.
Okay. CJ Stroud.
Dak's in that category.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was
he deserves to be in this
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts off a Super Bowl, still not getting a crazy amount of love.
So tier two is
there.
He won a Super Bowl being tier three.
He's a Super Bowl tier three-er.
Yeah, well, now he's tier two. Gosh, you got Baker. Baker's 11, tier two.
Okay.
And then you get Terrain Dakota at 12. So he's a tier two quarterback.
Every year he's gone down, hasn't he?
Well, yes.
He's been not every year because he had the 2023 season.
Last year did he bump up?
Last year he got the bump, and then this year he got the drop. You had a defensive coordinator say this about Dak. I'm not necessarily worried about anything when I play him, but he's just solid. He'll put the ball where it needs to be. He can scramble a little bit. If he has to carry it and throw it 50 times, you'll get him a few times. I think he's still good. I started at 2/3 him, but I do think he's a tier two guy.
You know, I think this is crazy because Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, they're carrying their team in the regular season as Patrick Mahomes is managing it, limiting mistakes, and having a better record often, and then beating them in the playoffs. But I don't think Patrick Mahomes is carrying his team. I think he's managing the game with a great defense and makes huge plays when they need it. You know, but
do you think
there was
a time he did carry his team?
Yes, there was a time where their defense wasn't very good and they were lighting it
two years ago. Kelsey they won the Super Bowl with Juju Smith-Schuster as their leading receiver.
Yeah, he's getting it done with receivers that are, you know, no-name guys post Tyreek Hill.
But I think if you looked at regular season, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen carry their team more. Joe Burrow is capable of producing a lot more firepower with bad protection. So I don't know where to fit Mahomes in this because I think he's kind of a Troy Aikman where it's what he doesn't do. It's what he avoids. And there's no highlights for that.
Wow. Yeah. It's just interesting because he's shown both. He's shown that if I need to go out there and score 30 plus points, I can be the guy to do that. And it can be fireworks and I'm throwing the ball, no look. And I'm launching the ball down the field. And then he also has the understanding of, okay, I don't have a Tyreek Hill type weaponry. I don't have maybe a great offensive line or run game, but I do have a really good defense, so I can be the quarterback that's now just avoiding mistakes. And when the time comes to go make the play, whether it be with my legs or my arm, I will get it done. Yeah. So I would look at that as like, you're the perfect quarterback.
Yeah.
Given the situation,
he is.
If the game calls for 30 plus, you'll do it. And if the game calls for when it's 17-13, you'll do that.
Except
give him some protection, please.
Except twice in the Super Bowl when he couldn't get double-digit points.
Yes, which is when like he was playing with three guards on his offensive line versus a vaunted pass rush. And that was twice. Mm. There is the kryptonite, which is simply give him three guards to be five of his offensive linemen and go up against like the best pass rush of the year, and you're gonna lose that football game.
And he was in the Super Bowl,
and that was also good point
in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl,
where Allen and Jackson have never been.
I'm still
Allen
buying.
Jackson,
I'm,
I 5 still, o'clock somewhere.
Still buy the Chiefs to win that division this year.
I know. I'm not sure.
It's hot right now on the Broncos. Yeah. Everybody wants to be hot on the Broncos.
Everyone needs to stop Walchuk championed on the Broncos.
It. Walchuk championed
stop it.
Everybody's falling in suit. They're getting on the Bronco bandwagon. They're buying Bo Nix over Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes.
You're right.
Not me. Yeah. Okay? Just not me.
Is Andy Reid like the best team building coach? Like what he did with Donovan McNabb with the Eagles? the four straight NFC title games and the Super Bowl trip, and now this, like, it's special. More consistent than Belichick.
Yeah. Pretty special, yeah.
You know, just the ability to just keep winning a ton of playoff games. You know, I don't know. I'm not trying to take away from Patrick Mahomes with that because they've won so many Super Bowls, and that's the, you know, difference between what happened in Kansas City and Philadelphia. As Jared Sandler joins you now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, and a good evening, Jared. How the heck are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. We're hoping for some runs.
Zach, you said not too good. Why not?
I'm listening to this Patrick Mahomes slander, and the Rangers just got swept.
I thought you were a Burrow guy.
I am a Burrow guy.
I think Burrow might be a better passer.
I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah. Jared.
None of them are Jordan Love, though, right, Jared?
Oh, gosh.
What tier's Love in, Jared?
The fourth, maybe?
Wow, that was a
They actually had him swoon. At the bottom of tier two.
Okay, well, how many tiers did they have?
Five.
Okay, I guess I would put – I don't know if I'd put him in tier two yet. I without knowing who's in which tier, I'd go no higher than tier three. He had one really good playoff game.
Yeah.
A damn good playoff game.
It was great. He was great, and maybe it's because he hasn't been throwing any receivers who are worth a damn, but I think he's riding that one playoff game and the potential to be really good. I think he's got the potential to be really good, but I don't know. He's not a guy that I think can win you multiple playoff games in a season. Not the way he's performed yet. Too inconsistent.
Hey, yeah. Jared, how is Golden doing, by the way, in Green Bay?
I'll be honest, Broadus. I see these highlights.
Yeah.
It's, he made a great catch in a stupid scrimmage where no one's wearing full, you know, they're blowing, he's their first round pick, so they're blowing him up. Like, he's off to this great start. It's so tough to know. I mean, they didn't really look good in their first preseason game, but, it's just, in season, it's tough for me. Boots on the ground I don't want to say meaningless training camp, but it's just a lot of these guys can be made to look good in training camp, you know? So I don't know. I think they're impressed by some of his ball skills and just the athleticism, but tough to know.
How confident are you that we're going to get some runs this week?
Well, they better. Three righties for the Diamondbacks, so that certainly helps. They don't have to deal with lefty starters, but yeah, they need to start scoring. It's too tough to ask this rotation and this just pitching staff in general to carry them to a playoff spot. The offense is going to have to do its part. There was a stretch where the offense was, and they need to get back to that because, they Arizona is not a, it's a team that's sold, and they can score a little bit, but this is not a team, and you're facing arguably their best starting pitcher because Zach Allen hasn't been great this year, but this is not an Arizona team that should give you a lot of problems in terms of scoring runs, especially when you consider, again, three righties. Rangers tend to hit righties better than lefties.
Jared, I think it was Sean McFarland in the morning news, but he was detailing how the Rangers lineup, they're not even getting the bump up in OPS when they're multiple times through the order against a pitcher. You know, you think you're seeing a guy and you're going to get to figure him out. I mean, how concerning is that they're not even getting what you would think would be a bump the second and third time against these starters?
Yeah, I mean, that is concerning. There are a lot of different elements to that, and is that a sample thing? Is that a, like, what, you know, whenever I see stuff like that, why, right? So are guys not seeing enough pitches to really benefit from it? You know, you go up there, two at bats, three pitches, you haven't seen maybe two of their pitch types, but at the same time, if you drive that first pitch and hit it 110 miles an hour, then that's not your fault, right? You did your part. So it's a tough balance. I think in general, it's something that I guess I'd have to look, Zach. I'd be really curious. Teams that are not performing well offensively, do they all kind of fit in that category more or less? I don't know. I'd have to look. But, yeah, I mean, that is concerning. There are a lot of things that have been concerning. And, at the end of the day, the back of the baseball card for a lot of these guys in 2025 is not going to look how they wanted it to look. However, it doesn't really matter at this point. What matters is how they do from August 11th on, because a playoff spot is there for the taking. They're not in a playoff position right now, but a playoff spot is absolutely there for the taking, especially when you consider, you look at their remaining schedule, teams they're chasing or teams they're fighting with. Cleveland, they have two series with Cleveland. They haven't played Cleveland yet. they got two series with Houston, and whether Houston's trying to win the West or win a wild card spot, the Rangers can control things against Houston, right? So Kansas City's a team that, you know, the Rangers have to kind of concern themselves with. They're going to be playing Kansas City next week. So the Rangers are going to have opportunities, and hopefully these guys can get things going with the sticks, because this past week they were bailed out by some good pitching on Tuesday when Evo was on the mound against the Yankees, and then after that the bats really didn't do their part.
How would you like to see them shake it up a little bit? I mean, bringing back a guy like Cody Freeman, would that do something for you? Like, how do you try to jumpstart this thing?
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, Eric, Cody Freeman maybe could make a marginal difference, and that's not a shot at Cody by any means. But it really comes down to the fact, you look at the lineup the Rangers have. It's the same lineup that a lot of people thought was going to be, you know, one of the best lineups in baseball. And if you look at it, none of these – Corey Seager, since, you know, it seemed like he cleared, you know, the worst of the hamstring stuff has been Corey Seager. But other than Sam Haggerty – And Sam Haggerty, you know, serves a valuable role, but, you know, he's just kind of a role player. Which guy in this lineup has lived up to even just kind of average expectation, right? Not high level, not like best case, but just, all right, this is more or less what we expect. And unfortunately, the Rangers have not gotten that sort of production from, you know, from their lineup top to bottom. And so I think, Eric, yeah, Cody Freeman could maybe help situationally. That's possible. Maybe he gets hot for a week. But I think at the end of the day, and I know hope is not a plan, but we're kind of at a point where they need these guys who, over the course of their career, not just 1 year, but some of these guys who've been around for several years, over the course of their career, have performed, give or take, at a certain level, and they're far below that. And they just need those guys to get back to that level. And then all of a sudden, I think it's a totally different narrative. Problem is, it just hasn't happened consistently for this group, unfortunately.
Lots to talk about, Jared. Give him hell tonight, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Great way to great day to start a series sweep with a win tonight.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I think they need it. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. And I'll say it again when it comes to this team. Hopefully they go win the World Series. But even if they do that, they have to rebuild at least a third of this lineup to, you know, purge some of the disappointing hitters. Heim, Garcia, new first baseman. And find guys that can tater lefties. And when that happens, then I think we'll be back to normalcy with believing in your Texas Rangers offense being one of the best five in the American League every single year. You know, CY will get that done. Okay, we'll hit the expressway, go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. LA Live 5:40 here on The Fan. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. We got LA Live coming up at 5:40. Let's take a look at everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Okay, Juan Gonzalez, all-time Rangers left fielder, added to the Puerto Rico roster as a coach for the World Baseball Classic. So you're going to get some Juan Gon coming up in March. We'll be taking it all in. Brian Schottenheimer undecided between Joe Milton, Will Grier as the Cowboys' backup. That's amongst the things that Shotty talked about at his press conference today. I don't know. I guess he wants to leave it an open competition. That's the right thing to say as a coach. Do you think privately he is really considering Joe Milton over Will Grier? Because if you need to win games, Will Greer's significantly better, isn't he?
I think if they had to win one game, that they would do that. But I think overall, I think they're really excited about Joe Milton, and I say that in a way that they. Like they that whole thing, I'd like to ask somebody what they thought about Trey Lance, because I feel like that they didn't give Trey Lance any kind of shot last year. I feel like they've given Joe Milton far more opportunities. When I watch practice, it seemed like that Will Grier gets no reps. You know, it's all about Joe Milton. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if the coaching staff really believe that he's the guy that if something were to happen. But like I say, I've talked to people that believe if they had to go win one game, they would probably play Will Grier. But if they had to play the whole season, that they think that Joe Milton would – to be the guy that they would do that with.
Because they want to invest in the upside of Joe Milton?
I think that's it. I think we get these quarterbacks wrong all the time. And I think they like the athletic ability. I think they like the arm strength. I think they like the makeup of the guy. And he's just a, it seems like everybody talks to him, he's a good guy. But we fall in love with this guy, like say, look at him, man, look how he looks physically, look how he throws the ball. And then when you start to see, like you saw some just terrible plays the other day that just question you, and then you see those other plays that are like good throws, and you're like going, okay, now that's,
yeah,
that's kind of, it's like playing golf and being really bad all day, and then you birdie 18, and you're like, man, I love this game. You know, I think that's how he's playing right now.
And I get it. I think they're wasting their time. You know, I think it's low 1% chances that this guy develops. And, you know, Shoddy was actually asked about Joe Milton today. He said, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you how impressed I was with Will Greer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how intentional that was or if it just kind of slipped out. Another great quote from Shoddy today said he'd been working with McVay back there at the joint practice and then through Saturday's game. And he said Sean was amazing to talk to and he had tons of great advice. I think that's really important. Like, how good can your network be, especially if you're, you know, trying to implement some of the similar things offensively? A lot of times coaches are open books and there's no reason to feel threatened. We're a fraternity of knowledge.
Can I circle back with you on something?
Sure.
Do more teams win with Will Greer or win with Joe Milton?
What do you mean?
More the type of quarterback.
I think Will Greer.
Yeah, Will Greer. Good decision making and accurate.
It's tough because it was like so late in the game, but it looked like an NFL run offense when Will Greer went out there. And it just even going by Joe Milton's track record, he didn't work out at Michigan. He got benched at Tennessee. He played 1 year that he started, and it was an up and down year at Tennessee. And there's a lot of athleticism. There's a lot of things to like, but there's certain things when it comes to the mental processing, certainly we've talked about the accuracy. Does he have touch? Like, can you develop that with him? Because everything is, it is. I mean, it is kind of like we're putting a lot of zip, we're putting a lot of mustard on the football. There's things to like and traits to like, but I think probably Will Greer would be the answer for me on that question.
We're going to have to pick up this conversation a little bit later on, Brian, because it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the pink cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Hey, hey, yo. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Yeah, we caught it, baby. At Lucky Lucius P, if you see anything floating out there you think we should be playing, you scrolled across something on your timeline, you was like, yo, this should be G-Bag of the Day. Send it to me at Lucky Lucius P, L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. It's a vacated title right here, so I'm just going to go through some clips. Go through some clips. How about that, fellas?
That sounds great. I'm excited about this. Yeah.
Clip me.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Expressway is sponsored by the on-time Xverse 2. Salute. By the way. All right, here we go. All right, let's go to Texas Rangers radio broadcast. Ted Emmerich, son of Roger Emmerich. He is on the call being perfect.
Oh, there was a pitch clock violation.
A pitch clock violation? He's going to trip up on that.
Yeah. Just nil. I wonder how many times that's happened. Yeah,
for sure.
Over the, like, across sure. all 30 broadcasts, yeah, sure. TV, radio, the last couple of years. I'm sure we got Pitchcocks all over the place. Yeah.
Those violins.
Alfred Pitchcock's my favorite. I prefer to be pitched balls, but I get your point.
All right, let's see here. Mr. Alfred. Eric Chiafalo. Man. On the Cowboys pregame situation.
Yeah.
Was not clearly listening.
Not at all.
To sideline reporter Chrissy Scales.
Always giving us the scoop.
Was not paying attention.
It has been a moving target, guys, even game day, on who's playing and who's not playing. We thought that going into today that Tyler Booker, the first-round draft pick, would be starting at right guard. But he, you know, he's in uniform, but, you know, not wearing the cleats. He's not taped up and didn't go through warm-up. So no Tyler Booker.
Awesome. And how about for Tyler Booker, Christy?
Yeah, no Tyler Booker. So okay. You won't have any of your starters along the offensive line.
Christy, I would like to apologize. I'm
welcome to my life.
Okay, let's be fair. There was a little bit of an edit situation that went down there.
No, there wasn't.
There was a broadest question in between saying Booker, moving target, and then me with the Booker question, but point still stands. I'm a bleephole.
It happens.
Yeah. I found out this week, and I'm a terrible person.
Oh, really? It took this long?
You just found out?
Yes, and I'll tell you how I found out. You ever, hang out with a buddy, and then their little kid tells you what your buddy told your wife after you were hanging out?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Little girl comes running into the room. Oh, it's Dawson. I heard you're a terrible person.
No.
My buddy is scrambling, right? He doesn't realize that I understand I can at least have some terrible traits about me, so I was totally fine with it.
Terrible traits.
Damn.
It says it right there in the Bible. You know, we're all wicked.
Yeah,
we're all I'm doing my best here, bro.
No doubt.
It's good journalism by your daddy, probably.
Awkward.
All right, let's go to this situation. It's kind of weird. Lady goes off on a neighbor. He has a mirror outside of his house, like just a bunch of stuff.
Sky mirror.
Yeah, he has a mirror outside of his house, and it's pointing towards her place.
Oh.
So she's thinking the sun is going to reflect and start burning a hole in her crib.
Okay.
She goes over there and confronts this guy.
That needs to be turned around. You almost set my house on fire.
Set your house on fire.
You
Ooh.
That was reflecting
you mother
the
You mother are the biggest nut jobs I have ever encountered in my life.
You come over when the sun is shining and you feel my sighting. It is hotter than hell.
You think that mirror is going to set your house on fire?
Yes, I know it will.
Okay. This lady here thinks this mirror is going to set her house on fire over there.
And make sure that you tell them that it's the direct sunlight in the mornings, okay?
Okay, well, if you had came and asked me nicely, it wouldn't have been a problem. But when your dip husband comes over here and threatens to bust my property, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not the one to with.
Ooh. Well, you don't with me either.
Hit me, I dare
neither.
You.
Hit me.
You.
Yeah. Go back to your property, psycho bitch.
Ooh.
I will you both
you
up.
You take care of that, or I will call the police.
Call them. What do you think they're going to do? Go call the police right now and tell them that I got a mirror on my property. Go call them.
That you will not.
Go call them. No, go call them.
I will.
Go call them.
I will. It's hotter than hell.
That's really good, man.
It's crazy.
I mean, if you got a neighbor like that, I think you got to move, and you got to somehow show the house while she's not around.
Dude, she sounds like a South Park character. We need to get her a show.
Yeah.
Trading insults, man. That was really that was good back and forth.
I know you are, but what am I?
Speaking of South Park, man, I feel like they left some meat on the bone. Like they've been on fire, but what's it, Sydney Sweeney? Yeah. They should have made fun of that situation.
SNL did.
They did?
SNL did a bit.
Already?
They did a bit, yeah.
Their SNL is back?
Yep.
I just saw the actual bit clip. It's like 90 seconds or whatever. Oh. They're promoting new jeans. different type of jeans.
I didn't know. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes out there. Yes. We got a prayer getting started the old-fashioned way, a G-bag way in a sense.
Will you pray with me? Lord.
Nice little burp before.
Okay. Yeah.
Clean out the pipes.
Yeah.
Which end that came out of.
Okay, I got to apologize.
Be a Diet Coke preacher.
It was resurfaced. I guess they did some jeans thing.
I saw that too. I thought
mom jeans? I remember mom jeans.
No, these are a sizeless, style neutral, gender non-conforming denim for a generation that defies labels.
Oh my God.
that's what that was. But that was like
woke jeans.
That was like five or
woke
six
jeans.
Years ago.
That's what, yeah.
Oh my God, that's awful. And here's this preacher right here. He's got the wrong understanding of FML. Do you guys know what FML means?
Bleep my life?
Yeah. Yep.
And then they said FML. Now I said FML. What? I don't know what this stuff means. And emojis and these short say I don't know what this stuff means. So this person, I said, I'm so sorry to hear about about what happened and how it happened. I'm so sorry about that when I spoke to him a little bit later on. But I said, but what does FML stand for? They said, oh, it means faith in my Lord. I said, oh, I love this. FML, I love this.
Somebody lied to him, bro.
Remind you of the preacher. Yeah.
I don't know what this means.
It reminds me of the time my dad said, we were in high school, and he said, go ham at one point during one of his sermons. And he didn't realize what exactly that meant. He didn't realize the H-A-M.
Man, what hard as a mother bleeper.
That's right.
He's telling everybody to get themselves a nice ham sandwich.
Yeah, go ham.
Go ham. Big ham guy.
Jesus is okay with it. You know, someone pulled him aside after the service. He was like, gosh dang it, dude.
Yeah, that's more along the line with, see, I'm old enough to remember the bad idea jeans bit from Saturday Night Live. You know, was that maybe 89, 91? You remember the bad idea jeans?
I don't remember that. That was
the original jeans bit.
Yeah.
It was like if you had your bad idea jeans on, you'd make a horrible life decision and totally screw your life up, and you just blame it on your bad
it's
idea
the jeans. Fault.
Yeah.
Let's go, buddy.
It's time to vote. Is it Ted Emmerich? He had a pitchcock malfunction. Is it Christy Scales interrupted by the chief? Mid-answer, by the way. That was very disrespectful.
Yeah, absolutely. Mid-answer. The evidence is damning.
I'll say that.
Is it a big mirror pointed at the neighbor's house? Oh. Or is it the church blessings there with your burping preacher and the FML preacher? I'm going to go with my guy Emmerich, or Teddy, my vote, chief. You?
I'm going to go with the big mirror.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Lucius.
Yeah, mirror pointed at the house.
You got Wolchuk.
Give me Eric.
She said, you want to come over here and feel my siding?
It's super hot right now. All due to your mirror. Yeah, Christy Scales, Chia follow vote there, Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to make this thing a vote off because I'm going to go with Chief.
Okay, we're tied at two. Is it the big mirror in the backyard, or is it Christy Scales interrupted by Eric Chia? Follow him to create an Insta poll at G-Bag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. We'll announce the winner here towards the end of LA Live. And here's Lucius.
Let's get into it right after the great Rick James, y'all.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
They're all half buzzed out.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Six finger to live.
Everybody get high.
When Uber Eats people, when they pick up the food, I'm like, dude, you got to do whatever you got to do to get it to my house. Like, I don't care if you die. I wouldn't even know. I'd just be at home like, yo, where the f*** is this piece of sh-?
Yeah.
Just looking at the little bicycle not moving on your phone. You're like, are you serious? Look at this. You got to call into Uber. Some guy in India is like, your driver has passed away. You better send me a promo code for this. I better be compensated. They start arguing back. Okay, sir, calm down. We will send another driver to the scene of the crime to pry your burrito from the cold, dead hand.
Working hard out there. Working hard out there. Shout out to my Uber drivers, man. Y'all saving me right now. I've been using you a lot with this Starbucks app.
Oh, really?
Iced Americanos, baby. Pull up on me. This is LA Live for Monday, August 11th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Monday Friday vibes in LA Live is just where I go over some things I've seen on the timeline this weekend. All right, so stick with me. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Particular story right here had them talking all weekend. Well, usually it was on Sunday into Monday. This story right here, fellas, I need your response.
Yep.
Two-time World Series champion and three-time MLB All-Star and one of my favorite Braves of all time, David Justice.
Baller.
He said he divorced Halle Berry because he didn't see her as motherly.
Oh. Ooh.
Didn't see her as motherly.
Didn't want to have kids with her?
Didn't want to have kids with her. He was looking at some things. He said this On all the smoke, says she does not cook nor clean. I give a little piece. Listen to this.
You know, I remember Hallie saying to me, you know, hey, you know, she asked me to marry her after knowing me for 5 months.
First of all, so, that's on fire right there, bro. Yeah, Halle Berry wanted it. She asked you 5 months into the situation, but hey, you want to marry me?
That's a flex.
I'm Halle Berry, bro.
I mean, David Justice was top five player in the game probably at one point at his peak.
Yeah.
And playing on the team that just kept getting to the World Series.
Yes.
Very famous. I remember Halle saying to me, you know, hey, you know, she asked me to marry her after knowing me for 5 months. So I'm looking at my mom, and I'm a Midwest guy. So in my mind, I'm thinking a wife at that time should cook, clean,
traditional,
you know. And then I'm thinking, okay, if we have kids, you know, is this the woman I want to have kids with and build a family with? And at that time, as a young guy, she don't cook, don't clean. Don't really seem like motherly.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I think you can overlook cooking and cleaning as long as she's loving to the child. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do the traditional stuff. I'm a pretty good cook myself, and I don't mind a messy house. So that's fine. You know, in my book, as long as you, like, want to have the kids, you know, and the kids know that you love them, I think that's motherly enough.
This, you know, you don't know that until you have the kids. He was looking at her habits, and he was like, well, she sure is kind of messy compared to my mom. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, he did say his views are toxic. He said they were, if they had, like, somebody to talk to, some therapy, he probably would have worked through that. Uh-huh. But I can understand where he's going with. Some fans on social media are accusing David Justice of holding outdated and misogynistic views with that right there. With the traditional wife that cooks and clean, and people saying, hey, you guys are millionaires. You can just hire.
She's a provider.
She is a provider now, not then.
Oh, not then. She was
Justice
not.
Justice was a man then.
She was not. Monster Ball was not involved.
She wasn't all the way there yet. No.
Or anything like that.
Because she was like, she's like 30 years old at this point.
So no Academy Award yet or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, she wasn't there yet, brother.
Okay.
Almost.
All right.
I think it's all right to want that, you know, traditional roles. There's nothing wrong with wanting it as long as you're not discriminating on people or saying there's something broken about you if you don't want to provide or you don't want to be a mother. You know, I think that's fine to have an idea of what kind of a wife that you want. And there's a lot of wives out there that would love to sit home, make, raise the kids, cook. They're like, this is my paradise.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that'd be my mom. My mom would be like, cool, I get to cook and clean for you? Sweet.
Now, it's crazy to have Halle Berry out there cooking and cleaning and everything, but for somebody who does not do it at all, it would be concerning to me.
Yeah.
I've seen Jessica Simpson struggle, like, on her little old TV show to do the wash.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's right. And you see how that relationship went. Her and that guy that she was with, he was like, I'm out of here, man. She can't even wash her own clothes. And now people are saying that, you know, like they said, they're millionaires. You can pay for somebody to come do this at your house, cook and clean. I think that's fine, but I would just like to see a little bit of, I mean, because I've seen it, bro. I've seen somebody leave a cup there for 6 months. You know, you do like a little test. See how long they leave that cup right there.
Oh, yeah. My wife does it to me all the time.
Yeah. See how long. And then you come back 6 months later, be like, I'll be damned. She's really not going to clean that cup up. It's really going to sit there.
The water evaporated and everything.
This is furniture now.
Yeah. So it's decoration.
I can understand. But, you know, it's Halle Berry. So would you go through it anyway because she's Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah.
Deal with a dirty-ass house. She never cleans up. Always got to hire somebody. Yeah. Not really good cook, but she's Halle Berry.
Yeah. I can see it either way. I really could. I'm not hating on the guy who makes either one of those choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be honest, I might be about a boob job away from living that life right now. About $20 million. But also, you have to remember you're David Justice. Like, if you can get Halle Berry...
You get anybody you want.
Pretty much get anybody.
I mean, he got the next wife, and he's been with her forever. She's on, what, number two husband now? Number three?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
And she's paying child support out here, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody won, man.
Winning. About time.
Okay. That's all your opinions about Halle Berry and David Justice? Yeah,
I was kind of thinking that she was already... famous at this point in time when they were married. So
I mean she was famous, but she wasn't no blockbuster. This is Halle Berry, bam.
Yeah.
She was on her way there.
She wasn't being rapped about at that point.
We weren't Catwoman yet.
Yeah.
No.
Was she? When was your Catwoman?
Mid 2000s.
Because they were married between 93 and 97.
Yeah, that was way before.
Okay, yeah.
Way before.
Yeah. You want a Hollywood story from David Justice and Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Yes. If you guys don't have any more opinions about it?
I think it just comes down to being compatible with one. Like, you're a clean, neat freak type of dude, right?
I guess you could say that. I'll clean up. But you got to help me.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
You can't
I would
make
try
the mess for me.
Yeah,
and expect me to clean up all the time.
You start to feel taken advantage of.
It's hard. Yeah. Do you care about these bills that I'm paying?
Yeah.
I'm paying mortgage here. Help me clean it up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we have chores. I'll do all the chores. Just don't give me a mess to clean. That's all I'm saying. Well, maybe David's seeing that, or maybe I'm being toxic with that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's also, is she totally unwilling to do so? Like, did you have a conversation?
Uh-huh.
Did you go ahead and voice your views on this and say, hey, I would really just, this is bothering me.
Yeah.
And then how does she react to that? If she just says, go kick rocks, this is how I am, deal with
defensive.
It, then fine.
Super defensive.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I would work with her. I'd say, listen, hey, you know, let's see, you ever tried to cook? You know, if you had that kind of go take.
Hey, you know,
maybe you don't want to cook.
You ever
try something new?
You ever thought about going to chef school with me and kind of learning how to
do
cook?
The laundry every once in a while?
Let's be adventurous and try something we've never tried before.
Yeah.
Here's a wash rag.
Let's be adventurous.
I just don't want the project. I don't want the trying to change somebody. You know?
Because you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, and if you do, they resent you, you know?
As they should.
Yeah. True.
Let's see here. All right, we got a true Hollywood story from David Justice about Halle Berry. Now, you're David Justice. You're dating Halle Berry. Brian, you're dating Halle Berry. Gavin, you're dating Halle Berry. Just think about this. You're dating Halle Berry. You got one of the finest women on the planet, and you take her to dinner, and this happens.
One time, because I didn't understand it, when we were out to lunch in L.A., and I'm out for Cincinnati, man. I ain't even in L.A. scene like that. And she see an actor that she worked with one time, and he came in, hey, kissed him on the lips.
Oh.
Ooh.
What are we doing around here?
Was he European or American?
Yeah, he's American.
What
the
f*** is going on here?
Good question.
Oh, so I know this is going to be a conversation. So get home and I ask about that. Oh, that's what we do in L.A. Oh.
What?
Okay, then. So now her manager and I used to go to this restaurant all the time. I had a young lady at the front seat us all the time. We went there so much, she became so friendly. We got the hugging her every time we come in. Hey, how you doing? Just regular hug. Take Halle and his wife to lunch one time. I said, Halle, this is such and such, such and such. Halle, right? Halle looked at that girl, saw how fine she was. Man, she gave her one of them, like, barely touched the hand, right? Just played her crazy. Ooh. I was embarrassed. I was like, but wait, hold on. I just hugged the girl.
Right.
You kissed this dude, and you mad at me because I hugged the girl?
Yeah, I think that's the bigger problem with Halle Berry is just like all the stories in the back scene is like she's toxic relationship woman.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what people do say.
I can put up with no cooking and cleaning if you're not pulling that kind of stuff.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah. Don't be kissing dudes in front of me. What, are you serious?
And then telling me that's just how we do in LA.
Yeah. And then I can't even give a friendly hug.
I can't get a hug?
Yeah.
Oh,
where's my hug?
Double
at?
Standard here.
Where my hug at?
That really is crazy, dude.
That's nasty.
He's 100% in the right.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Strong opinions right there. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. T-Rex Clarissa Shields says Layla Ali is scared of her.
Yeah.
Scared to fight, scared
she
of that smoke.
She
100% should be. Layla Ali, who was 47, said during the Katie Taylor fight on Netflix that she's considering coming out of retirement for $15 to $20 million. T-Rex Shields showed up, what was it, a short week? Had that money together, called Layla out, said, I got that paper, where you at?
Yeah, Layla, what you asked for.
Oh, yeah, I got what you said. Damn. Come on with it.
Is Layla taller than her? Gotta be, right? Layla's a tall gal.
Might be.
Man, Chris is huge, is too, bro.
Because I was thinking she could George Foreman it, just put on like 100 pounds and just stand back there and jab.
And just take it?
Bing, bing. You know, I think there's...
I don't think she's quick enough.
You don't think Layla's Ali's quick enough anymore?
No,
George Foreman did it.
Not at this age, man.
You don't have to be quick if you're big. You got your gut to keep him off you, and you just lean back in your guard. You stand right here.
Use the gut.
Bang, bang, bang.
Maybe the gut. Maybe the gut is the strategy to win it.
Hey, dude.
I'd be fearful for
a little butterbean.
Yeah.
I could take that boy.
I mean, it's $15 to $20 million to get in the ring.
I'd do that and get my ass kicked.
Maybe that's not life-changing money.
2 inches of height advantage. It looks like 5'10" for Ali. 5'8" for Shields.
See, I think the big George Foreman grill belly would give her the mitigating factor against the youth. Just let me weigh about 100 more pounds than you, and I'm going to stand right here.
I think Layla Ali was like hosting a Food Network show.
See?
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got the plug on the food.
Turn into a bit. I'm getting ready for this. Yeah. Big match.
Layla Ali basically said she'll think about it. She's not going to rush and everything. Well, we got an update to that because they caught up with Clarissa Shields and Pat Poose, the world's greatest supportive boyfriend. In a parking lot somewhere in L.A.
Layla and her representative has told us no. Like, the answer is no. She doesn't want to fight. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not upset. I mean, I wouldn't fight me either. You know what I'm saying? I understand that she's scared. I'm moving on. I got plenty of girls who I can fight. I can make plenty of championship fights. I can go up. I can go down. I mean, it's not a big deal. You know, I thought that she was about all that talk. She wanted $15 million. I went and got the $15 million, and now it's all this backpedaling. So, you know, congrats to her and whatever she's doing, but I'm moving on with my career, and I'm happy that she said no. I really didn't want to have to put the pause on her anyway.
She's great at this, man.
She really is.
Like, she is. She's had some bars.
She really is. Dez Bryant, Nicki Minaj pieced it up over the weekend. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that warmed my heart to see Dez do that.
Yeah, they went back and forth on Twitter, pieced it up.
He really gets it, man.
He don't want no smoke with that situation. Now the $10 million fight is off the hook for sure. We're not going to see that. Remember Nikki Sixx said, you can fight my husband for $10 million? Now, who was that beat up Dez? Put them pop, 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 pop. Put them quick things on real quick.
J.J. Wilcox?
J.J. Wilcox,
well,
got it.
I'll be getting J.J. Wilcox on the phone right now, but like, I need some training, fam.
Somebody else, another corner that got
it. Yeah, it was Tyler Patman.
Patman got him, too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, looking like food out there. Shout out to Dez.
All Dez could do.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. Go ahead, brother.
All he could do at one point was point out the fact that none of them could guard him. Yeah. Although all of them.
You can't guard me.
I would lean on that too.
You can't guard me.
I would lean on that too, bro. And last one. Remember Peanut the squirrel?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
He got euthanized, right?
Got euthanized. State of New York came and got him, bro. Peanut the squirrel, social media sensation that was seized and executed by the state of New York back in 2024 because it's illegal to keep squirrels and raccoons as pets. So they went up there and checked it out. They took Peanut from the owners and then euthanized him, bro.
Broke those
owners' hearts.
I don't get, why couldn't they just let him go?
Just let him make it, bro.
Let him just be a squirrel.
I don't get it. Minding your business. Just mind your business. Well, the owners are now suing the state of New York for $10 million.
Good.
For $10 million.
Because he was like a social media squirrel, right?
Yes,
he was so famous. They were getting paid off that squirrel, yeah.
Yes, bro. Everybody loved it. When they went to go investigate, he bit one of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it ended up being, well, we got to euthanize the guy. He was minding his business.
Okay,
the squirrel was minding his business. You came and bothered him.
Yeah.
So, really sad
officer
stuff right there.
Euthanized.
So, I hope they get that $10 million or something.
That would be a good ending to that story. I've always wanted a wild animal pet. You know, I see on, it's in my algo right now. There's people like adopting baby deers and they end up like growing up and playing with them in the backyard.
I always wondered if that's kind of an AI thing. They always show that, you know.
Like the kangaroo at the airport.
Yeah, they say. I just kind of wonder, is this real? Are they really doing this?
I got a pretty good eye for that AI, but you never know.
AI
never
is know. Nasty out here. Yeah, I like those fox. People have foxes as
yes,
pets.
They
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Those are good looking animals,
they show up at the back door.
Man.
And they,
oh, yeah. Yeah. That's cool. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Proper round tripper coming up. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Evo Cy Young case. And unfortunately, there's a boost to the armpit. That's next.